because I'm really reluctant about this next introduction. I don't know how to introduce people that are so much better known than I am. Does that make any sense? Other than that, I promised to make sure I reminded you folks that there are T-shirts for Tony Rice. For you guys that are so enthusiastic about Tony Rice, go up and buy T-shirts, go up and buy records, go up and buy merchandise. And also, just go up to the table and spend some money, you know, if you can figure out how to do it. You know, we're getting a big tax cut. Those of us who are extremely rich are going to do a lot better than most of you guys. But go up there and buy some merchandise and... and Pastor's got a new CD with everybody that's legendary. I don't remember recording on that one. Well, they say the memory's the second thing to go. Well, it's Tony, it's Wyatt, it's Larry, it's Vassar, it's Dan. If I've missed anybody, I'm sorry. I'm looking forward to this. Let's play some bluegrass music.
Quiet up, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you hear everybody all right?
Yeah. Good to be here at the Florida Folk Festival. I think I played here about 10 or 11 years ago. My name's Larry Rice. On the guitar is Tony Rice. Other guitar is Wyatt Rice. Dan on the bass. And Vassar Clements on fiddle. It's a rare occasion to have three Rice brothers, and we have a fourth one that lives up in Virginia that's not here. I wish he could be. But we're going to do a tune that we recorded on Rounder that I wrote, and I think it was on our first one we did off the Rice brothers. It's called Keep the Lamp on Sadie. It's one of my most requested tunes. Lamp on Sadie, they shine. Leave it on so I can see. Keep the lamp on Sadie, let it shine so I can find my way from the fields back to you. I know we need to talk things over. Gone so good. So keep the lamp on, Sadie. Let it shine so I can find my way back home to you. It's been a rough year for the things that we are growing. And the bank is asking us about what's due. And I know it worries you because it's showing. Right now there's not too much we can do. I'm gonna need you by my side, so Sadie, let's survive. Fight this thing to the bitter end. Keep the lamp on, Sadie, let it shine so I can find my way back home to you. Spell that we have now. We can sell a couple of things we have no need for, and it will help us get our feet back on the ground. But if you leave me, I don't think that I can manage. So Sadie, keep the lamp on if you can. Keep the lamp on, Sadie. Let it shine so I can find my way back home to you. And keep the lamp on, Sadie. Let it shine so I can find my way back home to you. Thank you. Here's a tune I believe that's going to be called Billy and the Lowground. Yeah. Can we have some more monitors in Wyatt's mic, guitar mic, please?
Yeah, all across.
Yeah. All the way across.
Yeah, I can't hear Tony.
Yeah, I can't hear Tony, and I can't hear Wyatt. Mine's just right. And other than that, everything's okay. It is good to be here back at the Florida Folk Festival. And how many people have been here for 7 or 8 days?
Yeah.
That's it.
We're going to do a tune that I actually wrote in Lake City about 14 years ago in a bar. And Tony recorded this song on a project called Cold on the Shoulder. But I wrote the tune, and it turned out pretty good the way Tony done it. But I'll be singing it tonight. It's called If You Only Knew. If you only knew the way that I feel, then you'd be with me tonight. If you could only see the things that I see, everything would be alright. You don't have to say you love me. You don't have to say you care about me. Just say yes. Just for tonight. I know we don't have long. In a while I'll be gone, but I'll be back another time. Time goes so fast, but the memory will last. Just say yes, and I'll show you what I mean. You don't have to say you love me. You don't have to say you care about me. Just say yes, just for tonight. Faster. Kicks that year, Wyatt. We're still practicing.
Yeah. Start rehearsing.
After playing 35 or 40 years. Actually, a lot of people probably don't know this, but I started out on the guitar at about this high, I guess, and Tony played the mandolin, and a year later we switched off, so he ended up with the best deal.
We can't switch tonight.
We're not going to switch tonight, but here's a tune called Red-Haired Boy. Thank you.
Larry Booth and Gene. Gene Kelly Jr. This will be a little bit faster to kind of speed things up. So far, everything sounds slow to me for some reason. I don't know why.
But
I'm going to sing one called Columbus Stockade Blues, and it's going to be pretty fast, I guess. Just if I can get the kickoff right. Kind of a short version of a tune that Tony does solo, and he may do this with Bassa, I'm not sure.
We'll
let Tony do it. It's going to be called Shenandoah, so I get to go out back and smoke a cigarette.
Thank you. Let's welcome back some real musicians.
I'm going to give Tony a break after that. We're going to do a tune now that I wrote years and years ago that actually I think Tony played on it. It's called Julie's Song.
was there, but you wish you were further south. I ain't got nothing against Tennessee, but North Montana is home to me. Julie's there and been waiting for a long, long time.
Okay, I think Vassar and I and the bass player are going to take a break, and Tony and Wyatt are going to do a tune that it's either going to be Devlin or Manzanita or one of those tunes that Tony wrote. So here you go.
smoking back here. Thank you.
We'll speed things up a little bit now and do one. God, it's good to see Vassar back. I toured with Vassar back in the mid-70s with Dickie Betts, and that was a wild tour. Wasn't it, Vassar? That was a wild tour with Dickie Betts, wasn't it? I think Dickie's played in Jacksonville this weekend, but I hadn't seen him in a long time. Yeah, Vassar seen him recently. Here's a tune that Bill Monroe did. It's called Salt Creek. Thank y'all for being a good audience. We'll be back. Kind of like to do songwriting more than play sometimes, but I still enjoy playing. But I didn't write this song, but a pretty famous writer wrote it. His name's Woody Guthrie. While we're on that subject, there's another writer that's pretty bad off right now. His name's John Hartford. Very seldom do this song, but we'll try it. Maybe we might end up with a fast one after this, but that will be it. This is called Deportee. Time for one more. It's going to be called the 9-Pound Hammer. Thank you. You've been a wonderful audience.
Somebody named Vassal or something. And Dan Peterson.